My dad lost his job today. What are we gonna do? My little sister has to go to the doctor a lot.
Wow, that sounds like a scary situation. Just remember, your family can trust God. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. I remember one time my dog Chester got really sick. He just laid on his cushion for about a week. I was so scared that he wouldn't get any better. Thankfully, we took him to the vet, and with a little medicine, he was running around in just a few days. Let me ask you, are you worried about the future? Don't forget that God knows what will happen, and He knows what to do about it. Just listen to Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And now our story for today, it's called In His Arms. Paige whipped open the screen door and ran down the hallway. "Mom! Mom!" she called. "Is it true?" "Whoa, settle down there, honey." Dad met her and put an arm around her shoulders. "What's wrong?" "Oh, Dad, Caleb Grant said his mom doesn't have a job anymore and that all the plant workers have been laid off. You too? You're home from work already, so it must be true." Paige felt like she was going to cry. "Dad, if you don't have your job anymore, how will we pay Lucy's doctor bills?" Just then, Mom came down the stairs with Lucy. The baby's eyes lit up when she saw Paige, and she eagerly held out her arms. Paige took Lucy in her arms and held her close. She remembered the time when Lucy was so sick and often had to go to the hospital for treatments. She had been such a quiet and dull baby then, not at all like the bright, happy baby she was now. Paige squeezed her little sister even tighter in her arms. Dad saw the tight hug Paige gave Lucy. "Paige, whose arms are holding Lucy?"
"My arms are holding her, Dad," Paige said, looking confused.
"Is she safe in your arms?" asked Dad. Paige looked hurt. "Of course she is, Dad. You and Mom taught me to be very careful with Lucy. Don't you trust me with her?" Dad smiled. "I do trust you. But think about this. A few minutes ago, you were worried because I was out of work. I know that's a scary thought. I'll admit that Mom and I feel a little shaken up about it, too. But we've decided that we're safe in the arms that are holding us." Paige stared blankly at her father for a minute, and then she smiled.
"God's arms," she said quietly. "Our family is in God's arms."
"That's right," said Dad. "Jesus died for us so that we could be safe in His arms for all eternity. Even though we now find ourselves in a scary, uncertain situation, we can trust Him to take care of us." Paige nodded, knowing it was true that God would help them no matter what happened with Dad's job. Well, how about you? Are you a little worried about the future? Maybe someone close to you lost their job or is very sick and you're not sure what's going to happen. Don't forget that God knew it was going to happen before you did, and He knows what to do about it. No matter how the situation looks to you, remember that He promises to be with you. So rest in the everlasting arms of our eternal God. Our key verse from the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 33:27.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms.
And our key thought for today, rest in God's arms. If you like to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day, then you'll love to listen to Keys for Kids Radio. That's our radio station made just for you, and you can catch me there every single day on Keys for Kids, Down Gilead Lane, and Red Rock Mysteries. There's even interviews with Connie Kendall from Adventures in Odyssey and other kids just like you. Find it all at keysforkids.net today. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.